It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
We're segueing into the Drive Brouhaha, the Hop Monk Brouhaha. We're also going to talk to the folks who are putting on the Science of Cocktails at the Exploratorium. That sounds like trouble.
I love science. I was a science major, so this is really good.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that. I'll stick with the Pliny. We are talking about a thing called the Science of Cocktails. It's at the Exploratorium in San Francisco. And these people, this I can't believe. We've been on the air 12 years on this show, and I've never had a group of people fly in from Brooklyn just to do the show. We got Anna. Mm-hmm. And Mike and Amy?
Yep.
Hi, kids.
Hello.
Why the hell did you fly in from JFK to here to be on my show?
This show is famous.
It's a little warmer.
It is warmer.
Except there's in the studio.
Yeah, I keep it 36 degrees in the studio. All right, you guys. Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Is that where this science of cocktails started, I'm assuming?
But you're doing it
in San Francisco.
Yeah, so the Science of Cocktails is at the Exploratorium in San Francisco, which moved over from the Palace of Fine Arts a few years ago to, it's still on the water, Fisherman's Wharf area. It's closer to the ferry building now, and it's really, really cool. So a lot of science funding has been cut, so they're really smart at the Exploratorium, and they are coming up with some good booze, beer, all kinds of other events after hours that are not geared towards children. And there's still a science to the cocktails. But these folks here are from Shaker and Spoon, and they're going to be doing some...
Shaker and Spoon. Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn. I brought my home accoutrement, my shaker and glasses and things, and some local vermouth, et cetera. They're going to make us some drinks. But Shaker and Spoon, I found about from Bitter Girls Bitters, who's been on the show before. Remember Erin from Petaluma?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She does those rose and hibiscus bitters. And then I was like, oh, yeah, this is cool. So tell them what Shaker and Spoon is, because I've never seen anything like this.
Well, it's a cocktail subscription box. So think Blue Apron, but it's better because it's drinks instead of dinner. We send a box every month, and it's everything you need except for the alcohol to make 12 cocktails. You can make 4 servings each from 3 original recipes curated by top bartenders, and we try to send a lot of really special ingredients.
From all over the world.
Yeah.
There's like world and spices and...
How cool is that?
And juices and, yeah.
And we've worked with some brands local to you guys. We've worked with Bitter Girl and Monarch Bitters, both.
Yep, that's how I found out about you. So.
That's right. We were just driving over here through Muir Woods, and I was like, oh, Muir Woods, because we just had a spotlight on them in our November box, Keep Gin Wild. So we had a bartender from this area, and that's where the Monarch Bitters came in, and we had this cordial. It was so popular with our subscribers, Seaweed Bay Laurel Cordial.
Oh, wow.
And the drink was called the Submariner's Gimlet, and it was a favorite from the box. Everybody loved it. Everyone loved, like, having a little California dreaming.
So when you're sending, the box, it has, like, bitters, it has juices, it has spices. Sometimes it has, like, accoutrement, like a shaker or a spoon or some kind of, like, cool thing for it, too, right? And then Mark here actually started the distillery program at Anchor. The Junipero gin, I'm sure you've seen before.
Yeah, we made that and our whiskey, Old Patrero whiskeys. Yeah.
That's good stuff. Oh, thank you, gin.
Now, Mike, did you fly in from Brooklyn, too?
I did.
Wow. Mike, we've never had 3 people fly in from JFK just to be on the show. I'm so amazed. I'm so
honored.
Impressed. We're honored.
Yeah. What do you guys each do there, actually?
Well, Mike and I are the founders.
Okay.
Mike's the CEO. My title is CMO. Amy here is our marketing coordinator.
How'd you come up with the idea? I think it's a great idea. And how did it evolve?
Well, thank you. Why don't you take this one?
Don't we all want to know how to make a good drink at home?
And a unique drink.
A unique drink, something that you can go to some of the best craft cocktail bars in the world and try to, you know, take that and make that type of drink at home, kind of pull the curtain back on cocktails a little bit as well. And have a amazing experience, you know, with yourself, with your loved ones, with some of your friends.
What do you so what, New York, what do you guys do? I'm sorry.
I was just saying, in New York, you have some of the best bartenders in the world there to inspire you to these cocktails, and now you've probably branched out from those guys.
Well, we get bartenders from all over the world. We've gotten a lot of local people from here. As Anna mentioned, we had someone from Maddie McGee, who I can't quite remember his bar. I'm embarrassed.
Prize Fighter.
Yes.
What is it?
Prize Fighter.
Prize Fighter. That's a cool name. You know, Scott Beatty, who's a really famous mixologist bartender, Meadowood, Bollywood, et cetera, he lives here.
Oh.
One of the best mixologists in the world also, too.
Oh, yeah. He's in our kitchen all day.
Is he going to make us a drink as well?
Yeah, when I come in, I go, hey, dude.
And you're going to make us a cocktail, too.
Yeah, we're going to make a tiny martini. It's made by Stacey Smith.
Tidy or tiny?
Tidy. As opposed to dirty.
Okay.
Yeah, instead of a dirty martini, it's a tidy martini. Yeah, and we have these little retail kits that we just started rolling out, actually, so they're smaller than the subscription box. That is 12 drinks per box, but this little tiny martini kit, it's just one recipe, the tiny martini, and it makes 8 cocktails. Look how cute it is.
That is so
very nice.
And wait, let me show you what's inside of it. Is this really cute custom tissue paper? So this debuted at the Union Square Holiday Market. This year, actually, you guys heard of Southern Teague?
I have, actually. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
Well,
I don't remember.
He's great. He has a bunch of bars in New York.
Oh, it's that guy's name?
Yes, it's the guy's name. Have you heard of Amore Amargo?
So they did Tales of the Cocktail in Puerto Rico. They were there. I was there last year, I think. The Southern guy. Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, Southern's everywhere. And one thing that he did this year was he had a booth at Union Square. And so this was one of the things that he had at the booth, and they were super popular. They almost sold out, getting snapped up left and right, our little tidy martinis.
Okay.
So are they going to be available in stores, or are those also through subscription?
Right now they're just on our website, but we're working on getting them into stores. Yeah.
And the website, again, is?
ShakerandSpoon.com.
ShakerandSpoon.com.
.com. And you guys ready for some drinks?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And then if you want to meet them, you can go to the
I'm cool. Mike's taking me home because I don't feel that good. But, yeah. All right. Why not?
This is the 10th annual of the Exploratorium Science of Cocktails. So it's tomorrow, February 7th, and it's science-inspired cocktails, delicious bites, and boozy experiments and demonstrations. 650 hands-on exhibits around the museum, and they're kind of tying things in with math. And physics and
that's terrific.
Yeah, at the Exploratorium in San Francisco.
That is 1.5.
Perfect.
Well, let me ask, while he's pouring some of this and making these drinks, where do you guys live in Brooklyn?
Well, we live in Clinton Hill, and right now our space.
I know where that is.
Yeah, great neighborhood, and our facility's in Red Hook.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
There's a good brewery there.
This bottle does not want to open.
Oh, here. So I actually picked up...
And I told you out in the green room, I said, oh, cool, you guys all came from Brooklyn. I spent most of my summers in Bay Ridge, and you kind of gave me a look like, I'm so sorry to hear that. But I'm Italian, and all my family, Italian family was there, but then it was in the 60s.
Wow, nobody can open this bottle.
Here. Try this.
Here we go.
So, you know, in wine country, a wine bottle opener with this little knife and things will work on anything. Here, let me try that.
Yeah, don't let him do that. It is KSRO, the Thursday drive, I don't know, the Friday drive. Oh, it's the Saturday drive. We're talking about the science of cocktails. This event is happening at the SF Exploratorium. Talk about the dates. Oh, it's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow evening at the Exploratorium. So there's SF Beer Gala happening. The Wine Country Distillery Party, I'm trying to get this bottle open. That's why I'm sounding funny, is on Saturday. So there was Saturday, last month, January, it was dry January. So I told Lindsay from Wine Country Distillery Festival, I said, this must be National Alcohol Month.
Everyone's getting back on the booze.
Because last week, like last month was
dry January. Well, January was dry January. Sad times. Now it's sad like
times. It was.
Full goose bozo February.
Now, did you guys work at bars? And oh God, I can't believe I can't get this vermouth open. But
we're working on it.
You know what? Bark's like not even messing around. You could probably pop that cork through it. But
oh, we'll have some fun.
But yeah, no, we do not work in bars. We do not have a hospitality background. We're both designers.
Well, I'm looking in the box right now, the subscription box, and there's limes in it, yeah, as well as the recipes. Let's try some of this. There's a juice in there. Oh, Fentimans, good stuff. So each month they'll have be different things like that. Here's a tonic. Let's do that then. And then there's a little teeny tiny bottle of lemon oregano oil. Wow. So every month it's going to be
leave it to Mark Carpenter.
Oh.
He's got 45 years or more of experience with
wonderful.
These things.
All right.
You know, I've been in radio 47 years. This is not great radio.
You guys all loosened it for me. You guys all loosened it.
Yeah. But, yeah, go ahead and do your thing, dude.
This box that you're checking out?
Mark Carpenter, what's new with you, buddy?
Well, life is good. You know, I just returned from a trip to Mexico where I had a lot of Mexican beers.
You were supposed to take me this year.
Yeah, but you bailed
your trip,
out.
Trip to Mexico. Oh, that's right.
And I left earlier than last year, you know, and I was in drinking a lot of local Mexican beers. Met the brewmaster at this brewery down there that I visited a couple times. They go through brewmasters there, but she's quite an interesting woman, and they're making some great beers, and that's Nebulosa is that beer. You won't find it up here, but if you go to Puerto Vallarta, it's something to look for.
Nebulosa.
Nebulosa means clouds, I think.
You were up in the hills.
Up in the mountains.
Above.
Yeah, above Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah.
And we were there for a big fiesta that my friend lives in the town, and he lined up some horses for us, and we rode in this 10-mile ride from one town up to his town.
Yeah.
And, oh, we had a great time.
You did that last year, and you told us
no,
all
we
about
didn't
it.
Do the horses last year.
Oh, you didn't.
I was there after the fiesta, so I've changed the date to this, and oh, it was a great time.
Mark, is it hard for them to find home brewing or brewing things there? I'm sorry.
No. No, they, these days you can get anything anywhere, you know. We live in wonderful times, and they bring in a lot of U.S.
Even in my studio, I can get a
yes, you can get a cocktail right here.